Thank you for tuning in. The Saturday Light Brigade is what you have found, a mix of acoustic music and family fun for kids, adults, and everybody in between. And you're about to meet somebody who's been part of the Saturday Light Brigade for as long as I have. Her name is Ann Feeney. Ann, I'm so happy you can be here.
All the people who have grown up on my music look pretty old now, Larry.
I know, except you and me.
Except for us.
Yeah, we're fine. And Andy Feit is here, too. And it's kind of amazing. Andy's from Stockholm, and he used to live in Pittsburgh.
I grew up here, yeah.
And Anne, I assume, knew him from Pittsburgh, but they actually met in
Sweden. Met in Stockholm. Was it at the Circle?
It was at Folkkulturcentrum when you played with Jan Hammarlund and Pierre Ström. It was a Joe Hill.
I found a picture of that.
Aha, okay.
I couldn't remember the other guy besides Jan, but
lovely guy. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, he's a wonderful person.
Yeah.
Jan is one of the most outstanding gay rights activists and one of the first in Sweden, and He and I have toured all over. But the thought of being able to tour in Sweden with somebody for whom English is the first language. I've toured with David Rovics, but he's on his way to Germany or whatever. He never hangs around. To know somebody in Stockholm, I'm very pleased to make your acquaintance and have you here in Pittsburgh.
We are thrilled that you're here, and we'll talk a little bit. We're going to have plenty of time this morning.
I had an adventure getting here. I'm telling you, if Al-Qaeda or ISIS wants to know how to totally destroy the infrastructure of a major city, they should talk to PENDA. here's a tune that was, I think everybody's heard of Malvina Reynolds. She wrote Little Boxes, and the first song she wrote was, "Where are you going, my little one, little one?" And she sold that to Kodak for $1 million. So then she was free to write whatever she wanted. Her daughter, Nancy Schimmel, has inherited her mother's gift, and she and I wrote this song. Oh, I've read some science fiction, and I know how to tell a human from an android. It's a lesson I learned well. If it hasn't got a navel, it's an alien at best. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. It's the belly button test. It's the belly button test. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. If it cannot pass the test, the belly button test, it's from some lawyer's office or a pterodactyl's nest. Don't tell me it's a person, it is a thing possessed. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. It's the belly button test. Now this is a sing-along, so kids at home, if you can find your belly buttons, put your finger right there and sing along. It's the belly button test. It's the belly button test. A corporation cannot have passed the belly button test. Oh, it's early in the morning. Corporations buy elections and politicians too. And though they cannot reproduce, they surely love to do nasty things to all the forests and the mountains and the rest. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. It's the belly button test. It's the belly button test. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. Hear a little bit of Andy Feit here. It's the belly button test. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. It's the belly button test. It's the belly button test. A corporation cannot pass a belly button test.
and Feeney. That song sounds a little like Malvita.
I know, she really inherited her mother's voice. Yeah. You can always tell when Nancy, she gets the same kind of quirky take on you.
Yeah. And Malvina, did she write Whatever Happened to the Rain?
What have they done to the rain?
Just if you were wondering why I was doing this with my fingers, I was trying to think of that song.
She had so many songs. She was very prolific songwriter.
Amazing, and she had a little rediscovery when a series on Showtime, Weeds used her version of Little Boxes.
Well, they used hers for the first episode, yeah. But then for 60 episodes, they different people singing
different covers.
The same song. Oh. Pete Seeger and I think the Clash did it. I'm not sure.
I think they did too, and a whole new generation of people discovered Malvina though.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah,
nice to have you in Pittsburgh.
Yes, it's very nice. I had two gigs this week, so here I am.
And I know you were playing, the Rock Against the TPP concert just a couple nights ago, and then you've got a house concert tomorrow.
Yes, and it's in the Friendship area of town. Maybe some of you have been there. But I know a lot of people have never been to a house concert and aren't even really sure what that means. The music industry doesn't like house concerts.
That's
because
right.
They want to have everybody buy from Ticketron and spend hundreds of dollars. So it pretty much in reaction to that, a lot of people started having like salons in their living rooms. Yep. And this is a beautiful home, and you come in and it's really comfy and you get a nice comfy seat. And Andy and I will start whenever we have a minion there, and we're going to play for about 3 hours with a brief break so that you can buy Andy's recordings and mine, and then I'm going to provide some delicious refreshments after. But there's no more intimate and personal way to hear music than a house concert.
It's so nice.
Yeah, it's friendly. You shouldn't, whether you're going by yourself or with somebody, it's a very good-natured thing. You're going to be amongst people who you have something in common with, a love of handcrafted and original music. And it really is. A lot of musicians have been able to make a much better living because with house concerts sort of dotted throughout the country from yeah. city to city, they can either exclusively play them or they have them when they're in between other
gigs. Well, there's nothing like, picking up a midweek show. Yeah. These are on Sundays, which is also, not the easiest day to book when you're on the road. Right. But I'm trying to form a house concert network that will do Monday nights in Wexford, Tuesday nights in Sharpsburg, Thursday nights. Yeah, so that if we could promise people not just one, but three or four shows on weekdays, it'd be amazing. There was a project like that called Camp California, and they got Gordon Lightfoot and Bonnie Raitt. I mean, people enjoy picking up extra.
Well, a lot of artists, too, of that caliber, I guess, with that much popularity, let's put it that way, are actually starting to enjoy playing smaller venues because of what the music industry, capital M, capital I, has become.
You can be real in an intimate setting. The cash register isn't ringing. The cappuccino machine isn't going during
God.
The ballads,
I quit playing bars because I couldn't stand it when people ordered margaritas or something. And the blender would start up. But I think that coffee houses are a much bigger hazard because those steamers and the cappuccino machines, the noise is just maddening. So if there's noise in the room, I want it to be the people singing along, and I work hard toward that. But speaking of small venues, this is a 40-seat house, so if you want a ticket, we aren't allowed to announce the address because then the Recording Industry of America comes in and shuts it down. But I know the address, and you can either text me or call me at 412-877-6480, and I'll tell you where the location of the house concert. And
say the number again.
I will. Several times during this.
Okay, very good. So,
and I'll tell you how to get tickets and what the price is, which is another thing we can't say on the radio, right?
Yes, it's amazing how subversive you're being right now. But
yes.
It's fine.
In freedom's land.
Yes, in the land of freedom. 412-877-6480. And just send a text. Tell me, say where or when.
Well, just leave your contact information, and I'll be happy to get back to you and give you all the deets.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Starting around 4 or when the Steelers are done.
Oh, God. Yeah, it just kills me how everything you want to do in Pittsburgh is contingent on the sports activities that are going on that day. It's not just the Steelers. It's Pitt. It's the Pirates. It's the Pens.
it's a lifestyle.
It is.
Well, Ann Feeney is here along with Andy Feid. Andy, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Fox Chapel, actually.
And what led you to leave Pittsburgh?
I was very ambitious to become the greatest possible jazz musician that I had the possibility of developing into. So I went to New York in 1985 and studied with a great piano player named Connie Crothers. She just died in August, and there's going to be a big memorial concert for her on November 13th in New York. I'm going to go there then. I spent about 10 years in New York, and then a beautiful Swedish piano player came over to New York to study with this friend of mine, and we fell in love, and she stayed with me a couple of years.
Sounds
we got
familiar.
Married. We got,
yes,
we got
I was
married.
Just going to
she
say.
Stayed a couple of years in New York with me, and then just became ill from the stress of that town and just had to go home.
You're like the alternative casting for the Ann Feeney story with this.
I don't know this.
Ann.
I'm married to a Swede.
What?
I can't believe
they
don't
know this. You keep going to Sweden. Okay.
Right.
I didn't know.
No, I always get a few raised eyebrows in customs when they say, what brings you to Sweden? And I say, oh, it's a sex junket.
Very nice.
But I love it. My husband lives in Kopparberg, which is up in Dalarna. It's a couple hours north of Stockholm, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place to live.
We should give these guys time to catch up with each other.
Yeah, probably off the air, maybe.
No. It's fine on the air. Did you study in Pittsburgh jazz?
Yeah, I studied at I was at the University of Pittsburgh. Joe Negri was my guitar teacher. Very dear friend, sweet man, great guitar player.
Absolutely.
He's probably listening right now. He's usually here.
He turned 90. In June, and I saw him in February, and it's just amazing. He plays as great as ever. It feels like he didn't lose anything. He's so nice.
You know, there's some great videos of Johnny Costa and him that go back quite a ways on YouTube that you might enjoy watching. They've only been up there for a short time, but they're great. And that said, it's the Joe Negri we know temporarily too, because he's had his chops for a long, long time.
He's just fantastic.
Well, I want you all to hear Andy play, and on his Facebook page it says he's a comic philosopher and jazz player. And wait till you hear the guitar playing. Woohoo! I mean, you got a little sample there, but Andy had never actually heard that song, so we were improvising. There were little fills. And
do you want to play something?
I thought I might. I'm a little muddled as to what to play, but I have. I'm going to try now. This would be a world premiere. Nobody's heard this yet. I finished it November 1st.
It's your own composition.
Oh yes.
Oh, so nobody will know if I mess it up or wrong. Yeah.
Right, but I will know, and God, you know. I had you know this brain science thing about mastery, and this a rough number they use 10,000 hours.
Yes.
I've been
hearing
this for years, and it's kind of abstract. 10,000 hours. What is that?
That's the Malcolm Gladwell, at least he's written written about that.
He wrote about it, absolutely.
10,000 hours is what it takes to master.
The Beatles in Hamburg and Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and all the programming. But how much is that? It was a question in my mind, and I finally figured out the answer. And here's a song about it. 10,000 hours is supposed to be the path to mastery. 10,000 hours, whatever that means. How much is that? Like how many days and how many weeks and how many years are involved? 'Cause mastery has a nice ring to it, don't you agree? Just 5 50-40-hour week years. Just 5 50-40-hour week years. Just 5 50-40-hour week years, and you'll know pretty much what to do. Just 5 50-40-hour week years. Just 5 50-40-hour week years. Just 5 50-40-hour week years, and there'll be no doubt about it. If you work it like a full-time job, just a thing that you're always doing, you can take days off, but not that many, unless you prefer to say just 10 50-20-hour week years. Just 10 50-20-hour week years. Just 10 50-20-hour week years, and you are gonna be pretty good if you work it like a part-time job, 'cause you might have a job already. You can do so much if only you'll cut your social life in half or so. But 5 50-40-hour week years. Yes, 5 50-40-hour week years. Oh, 5 50-40-hour week years. It's a nice way to spend a summer. Just a 5-day week with an 8-hour day. And I'll bet you're gonna break all records. And it wouldn't have to take more than 3 or 4 or 5 50-40-hour week year decades.
That's Andy Fine. I like it. I like it a lot. And,
you know, I almost used the word quirky in my press release to describe you.
And
quirk is good. I think quirk is good.
Eccentric.
Yes.
The first thing I thought about with that song is a friend of mine who works for, this goes back a long way, who worked for General Motors, told me if General Motors wanted to have a baby in a month, they'd find 9 women to each. and that the results would be about as good as that. And, I could somehow see that. Ann Feeney is here along with Andy Fite, F-I-T-E.
Yeah.
I'm finally getting that right.
There, got it, everybody.
I got it right. Andy Fite,
F-I-T-E.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't seem like a fighter.
I know.
But you can hear them tomorrow in a house concert in the Friendship neighborhood of Pittsburgh. It's at 4 o'clock. And the best way to get additional information is to make a call or send a text to
412-877-6480.
It's been a day of mistakes for me. 6480. I just made my six look funny. 412-877-6480. You can also go to Ann's website. Andy, do you have an online presence?
I do. It's Andy Fite, one word, A-N-D-Y-F-I-T-E .se, which is Sweden. But I've just got a new domain. I'm going to try to build the site as fast as I can. It'll be andyfite.net because the old website is very difficult to update. I'm getting tired of it.
And anfeeney.com.
My website is hideously out of date, too, but there are enough pointers there that you can get to other pages, my blog and my calendar and everything else to find out what's going on.
And there's Facebook.
Your website.
You can sign up for my email list. For the last 10 years, I've been pretty close to sending out one email every month. So no salesman will call, and you should sign up for my email list and we can stay in touch no matter where you are. If you're listening in Sweden to slbradio.net.
Yeah.
Is it .org?
.org.
Yeah, SLB Radio.
Actually, yeah, .net works.
They SLB all... as in Saturday Light Brigade. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade.
All right.
The place where your weekend, the place, oh God.
No, you're okay.
the place that gets your weekend off to a great start.
It's whatever you want it to be in.
Well,
especially for you, but it's always whatever you'd like it to be. Ant's picking up the guitar. We probably have about another 15 minutes of radio time or so, as long as that's good for you. What do you want to do next? What do you want to do next?
I'm trying to think of something short because I want to hear Andy. We were doing this concert at Mr. Small's the night before this, and it was to stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And I said, do you have a song, a tour song that you've been doing? Because this tour started in, I think, Chicago, but it's been all over the country, Seattle, Portland. And they're finishing up in Washington, D.C. Very soon. But they did the whole tour without having a song. So... The Trans-Pacific Partnership is no good for you and me. We gotta stop it now. We gotta stop the TPP. This lousy trade agreement was cooked up in secrecy. We gotta stop it now. We gotta stop the TPP. We gotta stop it now. We gotta stop the TPP. Stop it now. We gotta stop the TPP. Now, I must say it was more fun when there were 1,000 people singing it with me. This nasty trade agreement undermines democracy. We gotta stop it now. We gotta stop the TPP. Oh yeah, we gotta stop it now. We gotta stop the TPP. Want one? Stop it now. We gotta stop the TPP. We gotta stop it now. Stop the TPP. Stop.
Woo, Andy Fingers fight there. Look, just moving away there. Sounding great, Ann Feeney.
We're going to have so much fun tomorrow. I'm so looking forward to this. We obviously have an awful lot in common. And
yes.
Except Andy learned how to read music and broke the code. He's paper trained.
I'm up to about 30,000 hours now. So
I think you're closer to 100. Oh. Awesome.
You don't read music, Ann? I never knew that.
Actually, I can read music the same way I read Latin, very slowly and with a lot of mistakes.
That's me. People that can sight read amaze me. And that's probably another 10,000 hours to mastery. Maybe not that.
But I'm pleased to say, if you're in a choral group, I just got a fabulous choral arrangement of Have You Been to Jail for Justice. So
lovely.
If you have a choir that would like to learn that, I can provide you with a fantastic arrangement.
Yeah, Ant's featured in a couple books. The new version of Rise Up Singing that was published by Sing Out, a revised edition. You have four songs.
I was very happy about that.
And then there's a book called Boxcar Sing-Along. This is a Wobbly songbook, bbcrc.org, the Black Butte Center for Railroad Culture.
That's right. My buddy Ron Cameco hauls railroad cars up the side of Mount Shasta, refinishes them, and turns them into little hobo condos and all these railroaders. And he's hoping that it'll be a railroad retirement center. He's just an amazing person. He's doing Debs's work. And this is Debs's birthday,
is it
not?
This is his birthday. We talked about him this morning. Eugene Debs was born, is it 1896? No, 1855. I think it was 1855. So we wish him.
President in 1916.
Gene Debs was on Jeopardy recently. He was a Jeopardy answer.
He ran for president five times.
Yes, once from prison, federal prison, where he was in jail for sedition for
good old Wilson.
A speech he made against World War I. And he got over 1 million votes on the socialist ticket.
Yep.
And that was when the population of this country wasn't all that big. That was a very significant amount. But he would charge a nickel for people to hear him speak, and he would fill these 30,000-seat auditoriums. Yeah, people really loved him.
Our historical—
He was the Bernie Sanders of the 1800s.
Right, and the New York Times wouldn't write about him either.
He was born in Terre Haute, Indiana on November 5th, 1855, and spent some time in jail for his role in the 1894 Pullman strike, which brought a stop to the U.S. mail. He spent time reading about socialist theory while serving his sentence for strike-based crimes, and between 1900 and 1920
ran in Canton
for probably five times.
Right.
He spoke in Canton.
Hmm?
Did you say?
It was a speech that he made in Canton, Ohio, against the war that brought him up on the federal sedition charges and landed him in the pokey.
Yeah, he would. Well, and also from what I was reading, after the strike, they got him on, you know, tampering with U.S. mail because mail was on the cars and they would stop him. That was only 6 months, though. Now, if you slow down, well, I'm not going to say that because those guys were working pretty hard. I'm amazed at how many cutbacks.
The post office is under siege.
Yeah.
It's just terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to recreate this wonderful social institution mandated by the Constitution once we sell it off to Staples. Don't let them do that, for God's sake. Sweden gave up Saturday delivery, and they gave up home delivery of packages. You have to go down to the grocery store, and your package is in among all of the items that are there for restock, and your highly trained grocery clerk will be back in there rooting around all the mail with access to all the mail that's there.
Yep.
And it's so different. And I think that Swedes regret, a lot of the cuts in social services that the conservatives Sweden have mandated.
Oh, yes.
And we just can't let them do that to us.
Well, the post office is a great equalizer. We're running out of equalizers where everybody's treated the same. Right. Mass transit fits into that category too. And we're in our post office every day of the week.
I know. I'm one of the great. I have two cousins that are letter carriers and an uncle that retired from the post office, from the postal service. So I have a great affinity. And I've played at the APWU convention. And we don't have that much time, so I want to hear Andy play something.
Yeah, why don't we have one from Andy and then maybe one from the two of you? Would that work out?
Well, they're all from the I play is going to be the two of us because my songs are Andy's a natural whiz.
Yeah.
We're going to rehearse for 20 minutes after this show. So,
Well, I'm glad you're here. If you're just joining us, I hope you recognize the voice of Ann Feeney. A lot of folks here in our area don't realize how beloved Ann is throughout the entire world. She's a prophet in her own hometown here, but Ann is so well loved. And also, we have here today a new person to me and for you to get to know, Andy Feight. What are you going to do next?
Well, I had forgotten that I also have a little number on a subject dear to our hearts at the moment.
You have a transfer to sweet partnership song.
T-P-P and T-tip too. You wonder what they'll wind up doing to me and you and everyone we know. Nobody read it, not even the Senate. It wasn't allowed to get out to the crowd that the laws of their nations, if the big corporations weren't pleased, might be negated. Days of rage may well ensue. In fact, they're here, I'm telling you. In one more year, or maybe two, you'll see. People will endure a lot, but you can
see that this has gotten way out of hand, and the fires are burning now. Scuba da ba ba da go da no ba, scuba da 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 do we we a do ga da do da da ba ba do ga da we go ba do ba da do do be ba do 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 ba a ba do be do be do do. Da da ga do 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 hey ba go ba do da do we do be do ba go ba da 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 ba pe pa de ba da da do pe da da do do da da. Bow the bow bow bow. Job, not that I really liked my job, but still, a job is still a job, you see. Nobody's paying the rent where I'm staying at $9 an hour. My purchasing power is not what I thought that by now, well, it ought to be. But that's the way the story goes. Our corporations, heaven knows, must have control of everything you see. We will have a family, but I don't know how we'll send them to school. It's way out of hand, and the fires are burning now. It's way out of hand, and the fire's already burning.
Andy Feit, have you recorded?
Have I?
Recorded some of your music?
Oh, tons, yeah. I got a CD I'm going to give you later. And
please.
If you look for me at places like Spotify or iTunes or any of those, you find, I think it's 34 albums now.
You have, forgive the comparison, but a nice sort of David Frischberg
I
sensibility.
I love David Frischberg, of course I do.
To your lyrics.
Thank you.
And in a good way, I mean, you're your own guy, but it's just fun to hear songs so musically beautiful, but also lyrics that are really clever. I was mouthing to Ann, and I'm sorry, I don't get to see Ann very often, and so it's almost like we're visiting. When you were scatting, which was beautiful, I was mouthing to you is this Swedish?
Yeah, he was scatting in Swedish. You scat in Finnish as well, don't you?
In what?
In Finnish.
Well, no, I don't.
You don't? How about Danish?
That I sort of imitate.
I was doing my best to speak some terrible Swedish and introducing a song, and the audience says, "You're in Denmark." And I said, "Oh, I forgot. Let me try again."
That'll show them.
Ann Feeney and Andy Feit, the A Team. I think that's a nice moniker, right? The A Team. A-N-A. Yeah,
wow.
The A Team. Or
in Sweden, that would mean the alcoholic team.
Oh, we don't want to do that. Then actually, that could mean that here too. Let's just stick with your names.
I kind of liked it. Though.
Ann Feeney and Andy Feit tomorrow in the Friendship area. For more information, 412-877-6480. Send a quick text and you'll get the location. House concerts are cool. It's just a nice old Pittsburgh house with comfy places to sit and listen to music. You can hear great musicians. Sometimes there's amplification. Sometimes
no,
there isn't.
No,
it
amplification
depends.
Amplification here.
Yeah.
It's,
you guys don't need it.
This is such a fun way to hear music. And if you haven't done it, give it a try because you're really going to love it.
You make new friends also.
Right. You find a whole bunch of like-minded people,
yep,
who enjoy off the beaten track kind of the sort of things that you won't hear on
Steeler games.
Yeah. Well, you won't hear, you aside from here, you really won't hear much on the radio. Plus, you'll be in this intimate space with other people, and you can sort of lay back and just listen, or you can be at the edge of your seat if you want. If you're a musician, it's a great way to sort of exchange, compare notes to the performers. And frankly, it's a good way to support the performers. You'll be able to buy recordings directly if you care to, and other
perhaps
things.
Perhaps get them autographed.
Yes, free. The autographs, I'm sure,
no
are free.
No extra charge.
So again, the number 412-877-6480, or you can write to Anne at Anne@AnneFeeney.com. Use every E possible when you do so. Anne@AnneFeeney.com. Wherever you think there's supposed to be an E, put one there.
Well, I showed up at this show one night and the marquee said Anne, FeeNeye.
So if you're having
a hard time with this, or if you're driving, don't try to write it down. Yep. Just go to Google.
There
go
you
to
go.
Google and type in Union Woman Hellraiser, and my website will
there
be
you
the
go.
First thing that comes up.
Yeah. I just like you thinking, you know, standing in line waiting for your vowels, and you weren't going to settle just for one E. You wanted every E you had coming to you.
Well, all Irish names were like that, but if you steal pigs, then they take a few E's away.
Thank you both for being here today.
I want to do a little birthday song for you, June Debs. Actually, it's not, just a little couplet. Eugene Debs said, to hell with war, to hell with all who crave it. When masters rule the world no more, we'll need no wars to save it. Give me a nice jazzy. So we want to see you tomorrow in the Friendship area for a wonderful house concert. It's not going to be like your standard house concerts. We're a unique pair, and we can just have a ball. So give me a call, 412-877-6480.
Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you for all you do for this community, Larry. You know, you're such a voice. I said, as children's programming goes, you never talk down to children. You always respect them and treat them so well. I mean, I can't stand the whole Barney mentality. You know, they think if you want to sing to a child, you have to be patronizing and obnoxious. So you do so much. You do so much, and you well deserve all the wonderful awards you've received. Thanks a lot for letting us be part of it. And you can contribute to the Saturday Light Brigade by going to slbradio.org.
Look at her. The feeling is mutual. Thank you very much. Take care.